ladies and germs. You want to rock? You want to roll? It's time for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. This week, the hits of the monkeys.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, I'm in love. I'm a believer, I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace. Hooked out in my mind, said I'm a believer.
I'm Mr. Zero.
And I'm DJ Holmbear. This week on the Psycho Jello Show from Los Angeles, California, the Monkees.
Yes, they were formed in Los Angeles, California in 1965. From 1965 to 1971, they released 17 albums, 15 singles, and had 18 songs on the Billboard charts.
Opening our show, from November of 1966, the number one hit, Last Train to Clarksville. And the number one hit also, I'm a Believer, from December of 1966. With the B-side, number 20 hit itself, Steppin' Stone, from January of 1967. All right, vocalist David Thomas Jones, born December 30th, 1945, in Manchester, England, and died February 29th, 2012, in Florida.
The second member was drummer George Michael Dolenz Jr., born on the 8th of March in 1945 in Los Angeles, California. Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios here in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Lessons on Lexington Avenue North. Coming up now, the Neil Diamond original, the number two hit from April of 1967, A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. And its flip side, the Mike Nesmith original, Girl I Knew Somewhere, a number 39 hit in April of 1967. Dedicated to my friend, Asha Moonglow.
You tell me that you the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without our love one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer.
You just heard the Monkees' biggest hit, a number one in December of 1967, Daydream Believer. Before that, the number three hit written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin from August of 1967, Pleasant Valley Sunday. Did you know its flip side, Words, was written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, was a number 11 hit in September of 1967 as well. And their guitarist was one Robert Michael Nesmith Jr., born on the 30th of December in 1942 in Houston, Texas. I just saw Mike and Mickey in March of 2019 with my friend Asha Moonglow at Mystic Lake here in the Twin Cities.
And then Peter Halston Torkelson, who is Peter Tork to most of you, and the bass player of the group, was born February 13th, 1942. I myself was born February 13th also. He was born in Washington, D.C., and he died in February 21st in 2019 in Connecticut.
Matter of fact, we took our name for our store, Mr. Zero's, from the Monkees episode number 52 from February of 1968. The Devil and Peter Tork, where Mr. Zero ran the pawn shop that Peter Tork accidentally sold his soul to the devil in order to play the harp and become famous. If you want to check out the last 100 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, simply go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. If you'd like to learn more about the Monkees, go to rosevillepatch.com/monkees under Mr. Zero's, where I have written several articles on the band. And be sure to go to Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show on Facebook. Like us and leave a comment.
They call her. I love her. She sure looks different than the way she looked before. She I call her back.
Waiting, a hot bowl of soup and a shake. not believe I got it made.
And that last one was The Porpoise Song, a number 62 hit from October of 1968. And before that was D.W. Washburn, a number 19 hit from July of 1968, with the B-side, Nice to Be With You, which was also a number 57 hit from July of 1968. And previously was Tapioca Tundra, a number 34 hit from March of 1968. And before that, Valerie, which is interesting because I went with a girl named Valerie and she hated that song, a number 3 hit from March of 1968.
This show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too. Since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. Coming up now, the last two charting hits from the band. From March of 1969, the number 56 hit, written by Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, Teardrop City. Following that will be the Mike Nesmith original. From July of 1969, the number 63 hit, Listen to the Band.
I was high on top, but I didn't know it. song and no one listens. I need help, I'm falling again. Play the drum a little louder. Tell me I can live without her if I only listen to the band. Listen to the band. Weren't they good to me? Listen to the band.
Listeners, did you know we took the name of this show, Psycho Jello, from the Monkees episode number 58 in March of 1968, where Nesmith says, yeah, that Psycho Jello stuff that everybody's talking about now. I'm sorry to say our time has come to an end. I'm Mr. Zero.
And I am DJ Holmbear. Please tune in next week when you can hear us in the stars.
Mr. Zero's in Roseville, Minnesota, 55113. Carrying classic music, retro toys, vintage video games, and movies too at MrZeros.com.